Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, you know.
You didn't throw anything.
I did.
Threw a pen.
Yeah, but I, you know.
Mm-hmm. I yelled at you.
Man, you think I'm worried about y'all yelling at me? I don't lose no sleep over that.
We yell at you every day.
I think it's funny.
All right, we're friends here. We're all friends.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Now, us and the Eagles, not on speaking terms right now. And we'll talk about the Eagles, but the way they played last night, not good, especially the quarterback. 215-592-9494. Let's check in on our Twitter question. We haven't looked at that one today. Our Twitter question,
good.
Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so our Twitter poll is simple. Do the Eagles have a quarterback problem? Wow, 75%. Where do you think the vote? I already gave it away. 75-25 is the ratio, Hugh. Where do you think it comes down? Yes or no? What has the majority of the votes here?
Wait a minute. Ask a question. The question is, who's the problem?
Do the Eagles have a quarterback problem?
I'm going to say 75% no.
75% say yes.
Seriously? Wow.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
I expected a little more defense to Jalen in that community.
Well, so
is it over?
I think it's different if we ask after a couple days. After people woke up after that, saw that poll, and like, what do you expect?
Just banged yes.
Yeah, like I mean, duh.
And you watched the game.
He stunk.
Yeah.
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 It was a bad night, man. Then when you get the D lineman, get the interception, then you get hit and give it back up. Yeah, that ain't.
Yeah, that's an all timer. All right, what do the players think about Jalen? At least how are they defending him or talking about him? Because obviously he needs that from his teammates right now. Let's start with AJ Brown. AJ always has a lot to say when it comes to the passing game. AJ on Jalen last night.
What's going on with, what do you think's going on with Jalen? Obviously he's had a lot of turnovers his last three games. What do you think?
You can't just point a finger, you know. I think all of us has our hand in that pie, you know. We trying to, you know, get better. Obviously, he's a quarterback. He's gonna get a lot of, you know, stuff for it, you know. But you know, we're in this thing together, you know. Like I said, like today, the one across the middle, I'm more than capable to make that catch. So you can't put that on him. I mean, he was under pressure. And I mean, it ain't going to be perfect. You know, it's a tough game. It was a tough opponent. It was a tough night, you know. So ain't none of this stuff going to be perfect. But we're just trying to do whatever we can do to make, you know, get it out.
I just find it ironic that, I mean, you kind of was the catalyst for all this. Now you want to defend him. I mean, because
he's getting the ball
I'm
now.
I'm sorry.
You noticed.
Are you saying he's an arsonist holding a a hose?
I'm sorry, dog. But it's just like, you know how when you talk about don't cheer for me or don't try to lift me up when you've been the one that's been kicking me.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I hear when you say that, because I just remember a few weeks ago, you talking about, you know, you see what it is. You know what the problem is. Now you're saying, hey, it ain't all on him.
Well, maybe he feels powerful. Bad. Like maybe he you can't pile on last night if you're his teammate.
It's pretty obvious, I think, at this point that AJ and the type of offense he needs is not a fit with Jalen.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I mean, this doesn't.
Devontae's production has gone down. They've stopped feeding the ball. Yeah. They've made an effort to get AJ the ball, which I think he's best at. You know, physically dominating a guy one on one. That's going to be over the middle stuff. Like, but you need to be able to make those throws. Yeah, it's clear they can't do that. Can't make this work.
I totally agree. I remember thinking at some point early, and this was early in their careers.
So we just dysfunctional.
Yeah, totally. Early
have
in their...
You watched them?
Yeah. Have you seen the offense this year?
No, I'm just saying. It's just crazy.
Early in their respective careers, I felt that about Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And this is before Ben really went bad. I just didn't think they fit together. I mean, Joel needed shooters around him, and Ben literally couldn't and wouldn't shoot. It just, the fit was just awkward. This is different, but it's like... AJ needs to be in an offense where they throw the ball all the time, and this is not an offense that is functioning when they throw the ball all the time. It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
When I think of AJ Brown, I'm thinking slant over the middle. I don't care if there's a body on him.
Yeah.
Fit it in there, make the catch, and then you go run at you yards after the catch.
That's not what we do here.
That's not what we do.
Nah, this segment and the show sponsored by NJM Insurance. All right, let's hear from another teammate, Saquon Barkley, talking about Jalen Hurts last night.
Where's your confidence level in Jalen?
I don't know what the numbers were. In my opinion, like when we got the ball back in overtime and I got Jalen Hurts in my quarterback, I have all the confidence that we're going to win that football game. Sometimes it just doesn't work, and that's just the truth. And I know if it's a 4-minute situation, he has all the confidence that me and the offensive line is going to find a way to end the game. And sometimes it just doesn't work, but this doesn't change anything. If anything, it's just continue to make us closer, and it's going to make us closer. And you know, it doesn't make sense right now, but we know what the end goal is. We know what we want to accomplish, and we got a long ways to go, and we know that. So we're going to keep getting better, keep believing, and just move on and get ready for the next one.
It sounds to me, Hugh, like Saquon Barkley took the positivity rabbit mantra to heart. That was pretty positive after a rough game.
I mean, I guess you got to be, man. I mean, when you know you look at the way things went. I mean, and he sounds sincere. That's the one thing that I liked about it, is he sounded sincere. Sounded like he has his quarterback's back. He ran hard last night, man. He got some tough sledding yards last night. So, you know, it's just unfortunate that the outcome was what it was.
That looked to me like the best burst we've seen from Saquon in a while.
Yeah,
the fake tush push.
I think he reached, it was like 21 miles an hour on that fake tush push run, which is one of the fastest speeds in the NFL this season. He can still run hard.
I felt it. I mean, look, and I know we weren't ready for it in the first segment from Hugh Douglas. There was, like...
Don't you say it.
No, I'm going to say this. There is a path moving forward the next four games to try to survive this. And I saw it last night. And that is, Jalen doesn't get to throw more than like 15 or 20 times if he's playing. You run the hell out of the ball. Lane's coming back on Sunday. And you get after the quarterback and you try to win that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, we're mitigating and we're lessening
No, we're not.
We're mitigating the quarterback.
No, we're not.
That's exactly what we did last year.
Like lessening the blow.
We're making him less a part of the game.
Well, that's how he's had his success when you look at the stat line. Like, that's where he is. The more he throws the ball, unfortunately,
the
worse it is. Like seriously. You go look at the stats in the games that we lost. He's throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
You just got to tighten up.
So they could do that, and that probably is the way this is going to go moving forward down the stretch of the season. So we heard from a couple of teammates who, on the record right after the game.
We got some off the record.
Well, you know, that always pops around here. That always happens around here. A column this morning by Jeff McClain. Okay, Jalen Hurts, and so should the Eagles quarterback be benched is basically the focus of his column today. And I read through it. He did not come out and say they should bench him, but he starts to ask the question. Like, I think it is very fair to kind of have that thought today. Like, is this the point where they got to pull the plug?
Mm-hmm.
This stood out to me within his column. I'm going to read you. This is a quote from Jeff McClain's column. Quote, there were no overt displays of anger for public consumption. The players who didn't perform took accountability. No one pointed blame. But frustrations with Hurts behind the scenes have been mounting, per team sources, and may have reached a precipice. So
it's a big old word.
Well, it means you're about to fall off a cliff when you reach the precipice. So it sounds to me like they're all saying the things on the record, but off the record and behind the scenes, Hugh, it feels like they've reached a tipping point. Like, there's not much rope left in this thing.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you talk about, you know, the rumblings of Tanner McKee and all this other good stuff. This had to happen, though. This had to happen. And the reason why I say that is because now you have to meet it head on. We've been talking about this for the last couple of weeks and what it looks like and how people say they don't care what it looked like. Now you're at a point now where everybody's talking about it. They've done a great job at the NovaCare keeping everything in house. This has been the biggest cover up ever. When you talk about the fact that folks have been upset with the quarterback play and everything like that, this had to happen.
Yeah, you're talking about covering things up or holding it back. This dam's about to break. I mean, that's what it feels like here. While some insurance companies use gimmicks to get your attention, NJM would rather focus on putting their policyholders first. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. Visit NJM.com to learn more. Back to the phone lines here. OG Wade up on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
OG, good afternoon. What are you feeling?
What's going on?
Oh, it's a lot of stuff, man. I'm looking at nothing. I mean, full disclosure. Jalen Hurts did not play good last night. Newsflash, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's do this here. Everybody knows, and they mother, the media, everybody was complaining that Jalen Hurts didn't like to throw over the middle. He's got to throw over the middle more. Jalen Hurts doesn't like to run the ball. He's got to run the ball. So Jalen Hurts, and this is the mistake that the team itself made, is that you went and you changed your offense in the third quarter of a season, when it takes you all season to input any type of offense. So off of pressure from the media and criticisms. So now, last night, and I know all y'all watched the Eagles games, all of those plays you were seeing, the routes and the concepts and everything, they were all new. Those routes and concepts wasn't even from the Eagles playbook. Those were routes and concepts from other teams' playbooks. The throw over the middle to A.J., Jalen Hurts, they say he doesn't like because he don't want to put the ball in harm's way. Turned into an interception. A.J. went through his hands. He didn't catch the ball, what have you. That's one pick. The other pick was, running a crosser, right? Smitty. He falls down on the play. That's another pick. My point is this. We're out there running a new offense, okay, essentially, because those wasn't the Eagles' plays. So now Jalen Hurts is performing those plays, and they're not – a lot of them aren't being successful. I heard Hugh Douglas just have some words with the other brother, Jack or whatever, about he didn't make any plays from the pocket. I thought he did. I thought the third and 16 in overtime that he threw to Smitty on a dag route.
That was his best one of the night. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was from the pocket. Mm-hmm. The dime he threw to A.J. that went through his hands in the end zone, that was from the pocket. So I'm just saying, there was plays that he made from the pocket, the touchdown, that got called back because of Jordan Mailata's hold. That's 14 points right there that we could have used to actually win the game instead of being in the overtime. Now, while Jalen is culpable for some blame and everything, but to your concern, Joe, you shouldn't be concerned because we don't have a quarterback problem. You know why?
Mm-mm.
Because like y'all said, we got Tanner McKee. So if you know you got a better quarterback at backup, there's no quarterback problem.
I don't know that he's better. I don't know that yet.
That's what everybody else is saying. Everybody's saying that they want to see Tanner McKee. My point is this. When you have an offensive line that is injured, so you're injured, how is the quarterback going to be comfortable and have enough confidence in that O-line when he's being pressured, knocked down, sacked? This is all a part of playing the position.
Sure, but isn't that the NFL, OG? I mean, like...
Yes, that's, you're right. Yeah. But I'm just saying to you that when you look at successful quarterbacks right today, their O-lines are intact. That's why they're being successful. The ones that's not being successful, there's other mechanisms that's causing the failure. In football, it's not just one thing, Joe.
So I agree. Multiple. I agree with that. It's never
so
one.
What we do is we make it easy because we're able to point at the quarterback, which is cool because as much as he get the credit and everything, he got to take the blame. So Jalen Hurts does get the blame for that loss. But what I'm saying is that this team is bigger than that, and I said it on Friday. This team is waiting to be put out of their misery. The locker room is divided. I don't care what they say on the on these little sound bites and everything. Doesn't matter. These guys are not together, and you can see it on the field.
So my question to you would be this, OG. Why are they divided? Like, I mean,
because,
since, yeah, you okay, got it. You got it.
AJ is a captain, and AJ is a leader, and AJ is well-liked on that team. Jalen Hurts is the captain, and Jalen Hurts is a leader, and he has some people that like him on the team. So now you got some people that's siding with AJ. You got some people in the locker room that's siding with Jalen. The problem is AJ came out and publicly said that he likes to win, but he wants his numbers. So he's saying that winning don't is not everything for him. So once you say that, and he, you know this, as a player, when you have a player that says it publicly that winning is not the main thing, bro, we got a problem. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have a problem with that, then I got a problem with you.
Yeah, I'm with you. OG, I'm with you on that. Yeah, AJ's his own issue. And I do agree there's a lot of division in there. And OG, good phone call. A couple things I just want to react to. And OG brought a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not wrong that there's a cumulative effect of getting hit a lot, right? As a quarterback in the line, it's not as good as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it also can't not be functional. Like, all right, let's just go through it. Saquon's not as good this year as last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
O-line's not as good. I agree. I think AJ's lost a step. He's not as good. But does that mean we can't even touch 20 points? Like, that's we're not
that's
functional.
Yeah. And again, this is where I know today is the easiest thing to do because that's the visual that we saw last night. We saw the five picks and everything. But, no, you talk about procedural stuff. And the penalties and stuff. And when I, OG, to your point, when I said making plays from the pocket, I was saying that's what most quarterbacks have to do. Jalen had some plays from the pocket. I didn't mean to make it sound like he didn't make any plays from the pocket. But you have to be able to throw the ball on time and put the ball in the hand of your playmaker.
Yeah.
You got to be able to do that. And that didn't happen enough last night.
The other thing I want to react to, this comes up a lot. Like, he brought up the good throw Jalen made in overtime, right, mm-hmm. to Devontae over the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I think we confuse, as fans, can do versus do often. I don't think anyone ever says Jalen literally can't do it, right? Like, he just doesn't do it often enough.
Consistency.
Right, like, I'll use a baseball analogy because that's where my brain always goes to. For 2 weeks, Trey Turner can look like the best hitter in baseball. He does it every season. For 6 months, he doesn't look like the best hitter in baseball. Do you see the difference? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like for 2 weeks, you pick out his best 2 weeks of every year, it's probably pretty close to, I don't know, Juan Soto or Shohei Ohtani for a couple weeks. And it's great for those 2 weeks, but he doesn't do that over 6 months. It's why he's not as good as those guys. So the idea, like, see, he could do it. He threw it over the middle. It was a great throw to Devontae. I saw it. It was a good throw. That was one. He threw the ball 40 times. That feels like more of the issue. I don't think it's – I think you used the word consistency over and over. That's what makes the best quarterbacks so good because they just keep doing that, and then they crush you because it's just like you think you can breathe a little bit, and they get another one. That's the issue.
The bottom line is this, and I said this during the course of the year, is that it feels like when you play this team, if you keep it close – you have a chance to win in the fourth quarter because they can't pull away.
Yeah. Yep.
They can't pull away. They'll put points on you, but they can't pull away because for whatever reason, if it's the play calling, or if it's the quarterback, which I believe it's a little bit of everything. It's the offensive line. Jordan Mailata did not play well last night. Did not play well. And some of those drives kill you. And then it's like a snowball effect. When you talk about how that game transpired last night, it was less like one thing after another. But with all that being said, with the quarterback and his deficiencies and everything, still had a chance to win that game. Still had a chance to win that game.
Well, because they have a lot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
The good players, right? Yeah. They have a good defense. They have Vic Fangio. So they every game feels like the same game now. It's just 20-17, and it's a matter of what side are we on it. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, what up, Joe Giglio? What's your dealio? Hugh Douglas, what's up, Hugh?
What's going on,
Chuck,
man?
What's up?
Hey, listen, man. Let me tell you something. This quarterback is a complete tool, okay? And I try to tell everybody who would listen who that is. What I'm trying to tell you is this, right? You know, he threw an interception and fumbled on one play. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. Like, that's just a different level of bum yacht. And you got OG idiot up here calling up here, making excuses, you know what I mean? You know, just trying to dumb it down. No, the quarterbacks stink, and he's been stinking for the better part of 3 years now. You know what I'm saying? That's not making it act like this is something new. It ain't Kevin Petullo. You can leave a lot to be desired when it comes to time management, things of that nature. You know what I mean? The defense put balled out. You got a guy on the other end of other side of the ball, Justin Herbert, who did everything in his power to win that football game yesterday. Can you say the same thing about Jalen Hurts? I don't know. And he was playing hamper. You know what I'm saying? But we got a guy here who's too cool for school, don't want to run, don't want to be under center, can't get the ball consistently to the wide receivers, can't throw the ball consistently over the middle. You know what I'm saying? What does he do well? Why are we paying this guy $50 million? I mean, I'm just trying to understand. What are we getting for $50 million? All you Jalen Hurts lovers out there, you're all tools, man. All y'all. And yeah. The dude is finished. He's over with. I don't know what the fascination with him is, but I can't wait until we get another quarterback in here because he's holding this team back. He's holding this team back. You guys can't see that? I mean, you got Troy Aikman, who's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, Hall of Fame type player, sitting up there, you know, pointing out every integral detail that he was doing yesterday that was wrong. I mean, checkdowns, you know, it's, you know, missing players. The five turnovers, we had five interceptions. If it wasn't for a guy dropping the ball, this guy completely stinks, and I'm tired of people making excuses for him. Let's stop calling things for what you think it is. Let's call a spade a spade, okay? This passing offense have never been good since he's been here. Never, okay? We had a great running game last year. Saquon can't always bail you out. The offensive line, they're banged up in and out the lineup. The defense can't always bail you out, you know what I'm saying, when you got them on the field as much as they do. This guy can't get the ball to the wide receivers consistently. He can't run a complex offense. He can't even run a competent offense. I'm telling you right now, I'm at my wit's end with this dude, man, and I'm tired of the too cool for school stuff. It's time to Jordan Brand my ass. This guy won't be here much longer. I tell you that much. Because I tell you a guy that's looking up there with binoculars right now. And his name's Howie Roseman. Yep. And you know how much he's playing this guy. And it's a business at the end of the day, Joe. It's a business. And I tell you, this guy ain't cashing in on his business proposition. And that's all I got to say about that. Jalen Hurts' numbers, days here, is numbered.
Chuck, I agree, man. And a good phone call. He mentioned Howie at the end. Hugh.
The look you had when you said that. You said like Howie saw a ghost.
Well, it is. I saw Howie last night, and I saw it was like watching the same person see a ghost 6 years later. He saw that ghost once, and he went and got young Jalen Hurts because he saw the ghost.
Wentz, watch.
The ghost of Wentz was in that building last night. I felt it. Like went through your spine.
It was chilly.
It was bone chilling. It was. Chuck brought up the money and the salary cap and Howie. I think we can make a case based on this year, this offense. It's funny that this comes up because this was the whole root of the offense, defense, luxury thing, right? Is this the worst return on investment in NFL history, this offense? It is the most expensive offense in the NFL. We can't crack 20 points in overtime. They had six quarters or five and a half, depending on how you view it. They can't crack 20 points. Like, if I'm Howie, I know there's two parts to Howie, right? There's the football guy, Howie, and then there's, like, the salary cap numbers guy. If I'm Howie and I'm in my salary cap numbers mode and I'm looking at how much I'm paying these offensive players and how much points I'm scoring, I'm going to sit back and lose my mind. This is the worst return on investment I ever made.
I don't think so.
Well, how?
It's a push because you won a Super Bowl.
But
no, you did this year, yes.
This year, yeah, this year.
It's a push, though, Joe. It's a push.
This year.
Because you won with the same, because I look at it like this, with these same cast of characters, you won the Super Bowl last year. Now, this year, I feel you. 2 years into this thing, that's why I say it's a push. Because this, you're going 50-50. This offense is anemic.
It stinks. I mean, it stinks.
Anemic is cool.
It stinks.
Anemic is okay.
Yeah, it stinks. I'm recalling the conversation we had with Elliot last week. He was like, "Would the Seahawks want to play the Eagles? Everyone wants to play the Eagles offense."
Well, when he said it, like I never pushed back because ESP, my dude. But when he said it, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, you want to play the team you feel that you have the best chance
of course.
To beat. And I'm telling you, if I'm a defender, my whole thought process, if we can keep this thing close, if we can keep within a striking distance of scoring, we got a shot. Because that's, for the most part, most of the games that we've lost, that's how we lost them.
Anybody talking about the standings, that they're still in first place in the NFC East? And
you ain't trying to hear that today?
I mean, if you're Elliot and you're telling me that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC, I mean, that's full-blown denial. We have to stop. Drop the act.
Yeah, no more.
They stink right now.
No more.
They stink.
Yeah. If we're being totally honest, if they played the Rams on Sunday, what would they score be? I mean, they might lose 34-7. I'm serious. Like, they wouldn't score.
Honestly, I think the saddest part is that the defense does look like they're a defense that I would like to get, like, a full run in the playoffs with.
I'm with
or, like,
you.
They're a team that could take you, or a defense that could take this team to the Super Bowl. They're wasting it.
Man, N'Kobe's become one of my favorite blitzing inside linebackers.
It's, oh, my goodness.
When he just, like, pushes through and destroys the running back trying to block him. Who did you compare him to a few weeks ago? Sam Mills?
Sam Mills.
He does have that kind of look to him. He's been awesome. 215-592-9494. All right. Your phone call is coming up. Plus, we'll be joined by Ross Tucker. It is Tuesday. Can't wait to get his thoughts on last night, the team. What do they do now? And what does he think Howie Rose was thinking as he watches this? That's all next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What's up, Philly? The holidays are here, and that means it's time for the best tasty cakes of the year. Talking about Frostbite Donuts and Mint Chocolate Candy Cake. Man, those things don't last long. They're perfect for game days, get-togethers, and late-night snack runs. Don't wait. Grab yours now before they disappear. Tasty cake. Philly made, Philly loved. Except no substitute.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.